The review on the Anfield wrap after Forest 1, Liverpool 0, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through it. I want to start and end the show, Neil, on the issue around player fitness and player selection. And to open this one, I want to specifically look at the omission of Henderson and what gets them to that. Now, we've got enough of a body of evidence and experience about this manager and his coaching team and his sports science team to know what sort of gets them to make a decision on a player and whether or not they're going to start a game. But he decides that Henderson plays 90 on Wednesday and he doesn't start this one. He has the Thiago news, which is very, very last minute. But he decides Henderson is a start on this one. And I think this is where I think there are sort of worlds colliding here, because it's okay from a sports science perspective for him to deem that Henderson shouldn't start this game, and from a risk perspective. But Liverpool clearly then create an issue down their right side during the game, which we'll come on to. Seems like there's one extra pass missing. There's the issue around progressive passes and range of passes, which I looked at last night, and both Thiago and Henderson are at the forefront of in terms of Liverpool's midfield output this season. And there's the issue around then the personnel who fills in. Now, I'm not having a go at any of Jones, Carvalho or Elliott, but it's clear, as we're going to come on to in terms of what transpires in the game, that there's something quite lacking in terms of balance. And in the spirit of balance, I would personally just like to see them take a few more punts on plays for an hour as opposed to plays for 30.
I think all that's really fair, and I think it is the frustration as a supporter. Now, you know, we have a sense of how decisions are made and what the background to those decisions are. And, you know, you can believe in lots of bits and pieces of what they do and why they do it. But ultimately, first and foremost, you're talking as a supporter. But secondly, we're talking now in the cold light of day of what we actually get to see on the pitch. That said, ultimately, Liverpool lack tempo.